1, 2, 1, 2.
All right, so we are exactly on time for Evan to talk to us about tags.pub.
Thanks, everybody. How you doing? Hey, Paul, if you're here, okay, get ready to go, because we're trying to do the lightning style. So I'm going to talk to you about tags.pub. My name is Evan Perdomo. I'm the research director at the Social Web Foundation.
That's not you. Look.
This is my former friend, the mustache. I'm the co-author and current editor of the ActivityPub and ActivityStreams 2.0 specifications at the W3C. I wrote the ActivityPub programming for the Social Web book for O'Reilly. That is my Fediverse handle, my web finger. You can find me and follow me there. It's nice and long. Evan Perdomo at socialwebfoundation.org. I'm going to be talking about a project called tags.pub, which is a domain name. However, if you go there right now, you're going to get some weird website. It doesn't exist yet, or maybe one of those, like, website doesn't exist. This is the link to find it. It's on GitHub under Social Web Foundation, tags.pub. So I just wanted to warn you before you go in there. So hashtags, they are so great, right? Hashtags are a really wonderful part of social networking. They give us a chance to coalesce around topics and ideas, concepts and movements, instead of just connecting to other people. So they're an extremely important part of what makes social networks and social media special. However, on the Fediverse, we have mechanisms for following hashtags, but not everybody knows this, they're kind of random. When you're following a hashtag, you're not really following the hashtag across the whole Fediverse. You're following a certain subset of content that's been tagged with that hashtag. So if you're person A in this picture, and you're on the same server, does this make sense, this metaphor? You're on servers, you got people on servers, that makes sense? Okay, good. So A is on a server with B, and B follows C. So if C posts something under a hashtag, A is going to see it if she follows that hashtag, right? So as long as we have a follow connection between two servers, those hashtags are followable. However, if there's no follow connection, like here across to the DNE server, anything that E posts under the same hashtag won't go to A's inbox. Does that make sense? So we have to have a follow connection between the servers in order to follow a hashtag across the Fediverse. Well, that's kind of suboptimal because we're trying to connect those communities across the Fediverse. So one way to work on this, to solve it, is to give those hashtags their own accounts on the Fediverse, on a separate server. This way, person A can follow that hashtag on that separate server, and it's like as if she was following a real person. Thank you. So the hashtag server can coalesce information through back channels from those other servers, and we aren't depending on social connections between people in order to propagate the hashtag content. So that's the idea behind tags.pub, that we give a hashtag its own account on the Fediverse that you can follow just like you follow a person. Like if you're following the hashtag, you would follow the hashtag at tags.pub system. Now, you might get a little spooked about what we're doing. There's nothing scary going on here. We're not spidering. We're not doing mass following. We're not scraping. We're just using existing interfaces that are already used for sharing data across servers. And these are opt-in systems that servers choose to participate in. It's not an issue where they don't have consent. So the idea of bringing these servers together, things like Relay interfaces, we have a special endpoint that's built into ActivityPub for delivering public content. We are looking at per-service APIs. Mostly I'm not excited about that, which you can see by my emoji, although some of the fast work might be interesting here too. Suffice it to say that we're going to be using pretty good systems that are opt-in and that are not forcing anyone to participate in a process that they're not interested in. The technology stack that Tags.pub is built on, it's built on ActivityPub Bot Server, which is a server-side framework from my book. It uses ActivityStreams NPM library. Thank you, James Snell, author of ActivityStreams. It uses a big PostgreSQL database, some love, a lot of hubris. So the way it works, when we get create activities, this is where I go into ActivityPub. Most people are going to fall asleep real quick. We get create activities. We take all the tags that are in the object, and we broadcast out from each of those tags. So we announce out from each of those tags. When we get an update, we announce some, we unannounce others. We're just taking a delta, and we're making sure that we're keeping things up to date with that object. If something gets deleted, we unannounce it, so it goes off the network. And we reuse announce activities as if they were create activities. So it's a very straightforward use of ActivityPub. We are focusing on privacy, mostly using public data, with the expectation that if you post on a hashtag publicly, your intent is to share out with that community. We are using privacy-respecting announce activities. So we only use links. So these are very, these respect blocking. So we will not expose your content to someone you've blocked through this announce mechanism. So this is not, so this is a very privacy respecting system. We're not storing any content. We're just getting the content, taking the hashtags and resending out the announce activities. And perfect. We're not doing a search index. We do have an opt-out mechanism, and we have free and open source software as our code base, so our hope is that we get that well examined in case there's any concerns. We will be launching this system in March 2026. We're going to be working with server operators to figure out the best ways to share data. I've already started talking to a number of them. If I haven't talked to you, come talk to me. And then we're documenting interfaces to make it easier for folks to submit. And now questions.
We have
30 seconds.
1 minute, 30 seconds, less than 30 seconds for questions. So we got one question and then Paul, because we're in this sprint of three short talks, we've not got so much time for questions.
I find it nice with the text, but question is, why do you not extend it for more data? For example, on Frantica, we have possibilities to filter for stuff like author name, author platform, network type, stuff like that. And why can this be extended to some kind of relay system that could be done with really filters? I also posted this on the social hub stuff, had a suggestion there for a capable server.
Sorry, I'm not going to read something that's on social hub, but what was the question? You want to find out other content types?
No, it's only for text. Question is, couldn't this be expanded to more search terms, like author name, author platform, stuff like that, all the content type?
We're not building a search. Building a search system. We're building just tags. That's the intent.
Yeah. Okay. We could discuss. We can discuss maybe in a few minutes or whatever.
Okay.
Because I've got very extended ideas.
Okay. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Thank you.